Power. I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges.
Power FM.
Game over.
Non-stop hits. All day. Every day.
Crying in the bed. No Hennessy's crying on my tears. I'm on a bed.
After hit.
News brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Government concerned about the security challenges faced by Zambian truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia cares for the calls for the disbursement of school grants meant for the first quarter of 2026. Pope Leo plans Africa trip with stop in Angola. Gondwe, Lumbia, and Chiluba extend stay at Inkana.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. The government of Zambia Prime Minister of Defense Ambrose Lufuma says it is concerned about the security challenges faced by Zambian truck drivers operating in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Truck drivers from the Kasumbalesa border have reported harassment, intimidation and attacks along key transport routes. Mr. Lufuma noted that the safety concerns are linked to broader security gaps along trucking routes, further confirming that Zambia has engaged in diplomatic talks and is working with all relevant partners to reduce risk and protect truck drivers. Mr. Lufuma said the harassment of truck drivers and other security concerns are top issues on the agenda, further stressing the importance of maintaining good relations with the DRC as the two countries are closely linked socially and economically. Mr. Lufuma also confirmed that the Ministry of Defense, together with the Office of the President, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Transport, and other stakeholders will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as diplomatic and security measures progress. A joint permanent commission on defense and security meeting is currently taking place in Lubumbashi between Zambia and Congo DR.
Government of the Republic of Zambia wishes to acknowledge with deep concern the mounting security challenges faced by the Zambian truck drivers operating within the Democratic Republic of Congo. Government is fully aware of the harassment, intimidation and attacks reported by our truck drivers along key transport routes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We reiterate unequivocally that government has neither paid a blind eye nor a deaf ear to the plight of our citizens engaged in cross-border transport commerce. Ensuring their safety, dignity and welfare remains a matter of national priority and active diplomatic engagement. It is with profound sadness and heartfelt sympathy that government extends its sincere condolences to the family, relatives and colleagues of Mr. Joseph Martin Chiwanga, a dedicated Zambian trucker who was found dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo in December 2025.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACES has expressed concern over the delay in the disbursement of school grants meant for the first quarter of 2026. NACES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chanta says the organization had expected funds to be released in advance or at the time of opening to allow schools to prepare adequately for term one. However, Dr. Chanta notes that as of now, all public schools are yet to receive their operational grants. He says NACEZ has received reports of disorganization and operational challenges in some schools due to the absence of these fans. He has emphasized that timely release of school grants is not just an administrative matter, but a critical requirement for effective school management, learner welfare, and quality education delivery. He adds that delays disrupt planning, affect learning processes, and place unnecessary pressure on school administrators. NACEZ has reiterated its commitment to constructive engagement with government and education stakeholders and is urging improved predictability, transparency, and timelessness in education financing to safeguard every learner's right to quality education.
National action for quality education in Zambia is deeply concerned that the Minister of Finance is yet to fund schools, despite schools reopening for term 1 2026 this week. It was expected that a week earlier, schools were supposed to receive these funds, these grants, in order for them to plan better for the reopening. And today we have received a lot of reports of how chaotic the reopening has been, and we are strongly urging the Minister of Finance to mobilize the funds and quickly send these grants to schools. This is a very critical term. Would like to see schools adequately resourced in order for them to function properly.
Tsavo District has officially launched a mass anti-rabies vaccination campaign in response to a recent surge in rabies cases, including the tragic death of an elderly woman in November. Reports from the District Health Office and Veterinary Office indicate that dog bites are being recorded daily, highlighting the urgent need for intervention. Speaking at the official launch, Mayor of Tsavo, Christopher Havenzo, said the initiative is crucial for public health. The mayor called on all residents to bring their dogs for vaccination and follow guidance from veterinary personnel, stressing that responsible dog ownership is a shared responsibility and a key component of public health. And the Lusaka Animal Welfare Society, LAS, Dr. Julius Kapembwa, Secretary of the Executive Committee, emphasized that the welfare of the animals and the well-being of people are inseparable linked, describing the vaccination campaign as a powerful demonstration of that connection. Dr. Kapembwa explained that rabies is a deadly disease affecting humans, dogs and other animals, yet it remains entirely preventable through timely vaccination.
At the heart of everything we do, there is a simple truth, namely, the welfare of animals and the well-being of people are deeply intertwined. Today's campaign is a powerful reminder of this interconnection. Rabies is a disease that affects both us and the dogs as well as other farm animals. Okay. Rabies, as has been stated before, is 100% preventable, and yet once the symptoms are exhibited, it is almost always fatal.
Faith Nawakwi, representing CFAO Mobility Zambia, Toyota Zambia, said rabies is a serious but preventable disease and praised the collaboration with the Lusaka Animal Welfare Society LAWS. Ms. Nawakwi also announced that CFAO Mobility Zambia is supporting the campaign with 15% of the proposed budget, emphasizing that community health and animal care are a shared responsibility.
We commend the Lusaka Animal Welfare Society for leading this important initiative, which protects both life of the public health and community at large. Tsavo Mobility Zambia Limited is pleased to support this campaign by contributing 50% of this proposed budget, because we believe the community health is responsible and animal care are a shared responsibility. Your Worship, rabies is just an animal issue, it's a community issue as well. But working together, we can protect lives and livelihoods and make Tsavo a model for rabies prevention in Zambia.
And Matthew Spiri, a resident of Tsavo, had this to say.
I think it's a tia mikila. Tufukwa cha. Tukwa nirisa kukula mankwala ulo kustereka. so apamene vati tandizira kuti babwele vati lasile magaru yatu. That is in blessing ikulu maningi amene tia mikila kubamene vati doneta kuti please vapitilize tandizira kuti magaru yatu aoneke kubwino na